wanted to say two words on, just keep it simple, but it's in the vein of what, you know, we've sort of mind excavated out of the deepest of the thing as to why there is this mental health epidemic in the West. It's an epidemic, it's a pandemic, because, you know, and as we said, the cure is worse than the disease in the West. You know, someone just called me that they brought their elderly lady in 88, and she had cancer, and once they did whatever they did, the thing just spread. And so the cure is worse than the disease in the West. You know, it's a business. And the mental health pandemic in the West my title in the picture I put up says it. It's because we have become a society of pimping. Pimping means, you know, we do nothing out of love anymore, but we do it for the, you know, the recognition, the money, the power. This is why I put knowledge is pimping. You know, in the West, knowledge is inflationary. It makes you feel powerful and great. While the shadow work, and which is the first steps to the self, which is the true virgin, the true untouched essence in ourselves. You see, we must juxtapose the real spiritual virgin to the harlot of Babylon. The harlot of Babylon is, you know, where everything is done circumstantially, you know, from the outside. You know, we start pimping the children in that school for number, grades, the graded system. And we have landed in what we have called a laptop self state, you know, where people have become laptops. That is from where these viruses are coming in, because the laptop is connected to the grid that is itself the spider web connected to the black hole or the bottomless pit. So the pandemic, the mental health pandemic in the West, as I've also said, that, you know, we the mind has been hijacked by the virus, because everything is now, if you wish, being determined by the virus. If something outside of you determines you fully, it means you have lost yourself. So the West has lost itself. Self-loss, the real deeper meaning of depression is that there is no purpose in one's life. And so the Western, I'm speaking for the West, because the East is long gone in the AI. We were supposed to be the center for self-individuation, Jung, Zurich. So the West has lost purpose. This is the reason for the mental health pandemic, the global crisis of depression and anxiety, because there is no purpose. And purpose would be, real purpose would be the only way to truly live out of love and not for love. That is right there, the heart and soul of the problem. As I said recently on my wall, what Shakespeare was getting at is that the West has become a stage where everybody is playing a role. You go to school and, you know, they put roles on you. This is why there's any amount of lawyers defecting the profession. Lawyers and accountants, because they realize they've you know, they've entered this trail that is a AI virtual reality trail because it's programming from the outside. They're telling you what to be. You know, it's a profile that they stick on you. It's nothing different than a movie acted out via a role, and the real trail of Jung was to deprogram from the roles and find true self, find true nature. This is why in Revelation we speak of the new virgins versus the harlots of Babylon. The harlot just means that you're doing it all for something else, you know, not for the core of who you are. You see, today I want to really try and, you know, shortly, I'm already finishing, but to show that the Pimper's Paradise, you know, that Bob Marley sang about, you know, is where everybody has a price and everybody is for sale, and you sell yourself by comparing everything to others, by doing everything for others. That is the harlot archetype, spiritually, archetypically, deep down, the deepest archetype. That is what has sent us into this mental health pandemic of a society that is fully depressed and anxious, but has found a way to wash it all off with drugs. This has led to a society that has these, what we call then, if you wish, Babylon doctors who will suppress your feelings, your anxiety, your depression, while it means you have lost your purpose. You don't know who you are. The black hole means that there's this emptiness inside of you, and you try to fill it with people, drugs, money, position, recognition, titles. This is why these Babylon universities, they lead to suicide. One comes out of there believing, you know, that once you get the PhD, you feel fulfilled, and fulfillment cannot come from anything else but finding out who you are and what your true purpose is, and that is inside. It is a very simple thing. If you are an apple tree seed, you need to become an apple tree to feel fulfilled, to feel complete. You cannot become an orange tree. We have to become who we were meant to be by the creation and the society of Shakespeare. And then we have now another layer. It's gone beyond acting, it's gone into virtual reality, simulations, roles, alters. You're stuck in roles, you're stuck in the victim or in the abuser, you're stuck in roles. I've been asked to give a training to an acting group for a movie, and one of the things asked is to talk about these actors that get into these roles and they cannot get back out. Keith Ledger, and there's many more, Michael Jackson remains stuck in the Peter Pan role. Very much is what is happening at large, where people get stuck in these roles. It's very hard to see when you're in the victim role, because we are stuck in this perspective of a first person where you only look at the other. Society is sick. If I'm not mistaken, Krishnamurti said, you know, we are in a, to be sane in this, to adjust to this insane society is mental disease. Mental disease is not, we are medicating away, we are numbing symptoms. that are trying to show us something is wrong. You know, we Big Pharma, which is the drug cartels, have taken over mental health, and they are so powerful that they are able to buy the whole damn parliament and Congress and government and governments of the world. It's the mental health pandemic that has led to this opening up of the bottomless pit and these viruses. It is a sign that the mind has devolved into something that has completely lost itself. This is our obsession with aliens. It's a God timeline that wants to leave the human story, like Elon Musk, and enter some virtual reality. So we are going from the stage from Shakespeare to another level, which is a virtual reality, because these roles of Shakespeare are connected to projection. You see, once you're in the victim, you project your opposite out on the narcissist outside, and you attract, you make this abuse happen because of your projections. And these projections are basically simulations. Jung, in his near-death experience, when he had a heart attack at 56, he went really fully off the earth, and he looked down 100 and something kilometers down, and he saw that everybody was locked in a little box, which are the projections, which are the simulations. You are not even in a relationship with someone as long as you are still trapped in projections. You are in a simulation, and they want to go from the stage, which is the simulation, to another level of virtual reality, which is a world with no essence. With no essence. This is the pandemic we are witnessing of the COVID. This is where we are. At the heart of ourselves is a black hole. It's hollow, it's empty, it's dead. So these boxes that Jung saw as people trapped in bubbles become coffin boxes, meaning tombstones, people who have died to self. That is what the zombie epidemic is. And these people go on to infect others because they turn into psychic vampires. Jung saw literally, you know, that we would end up uploading ourselves to another layer and then to the black hole itself, which means there is no way back. It means we enter a world that is hollow, where you are completely determined from the outside. It means that you become basically a character in a virtual reality game. That is the end of the human soul. We are witnessing the human being sucked into a black hole, but they have erected a veritable numbing, drugging enterprise around this, where we are not able to deal with, to see that this is a symptom of a deeper lying self-loss and self-abandonment. is why we are as alone than ever. Extremely, extremely important that we stop numbing the feelings and get into the right mental health timeline. The timeline foreseen in the Bible as Babylon means this timeline that goes into uploading you to the virtual reality, meaning to a hollow state of a zombie. The right timeline goes back to natural psychology, Jung, and natural pharmacy, which is the plants. Anything coming out of a laboratory by some Frankensteinian scientist will kill us. It will make it, it cuts off the whole of Western psychiatry has become a cutting off of symptoms. We are in a mental health pandemic, and it's because there is no connection to self that we have this mental breakdown of the world, and these societies who have lost purpose, lost a sense of self, which is basically your connection to God. Let me just end with that. The God has been hijacked by the church. God is the spirit in everything. It is the spirit in yourself. You can only connect to through really doing it out of love, doing you out of love. If you want to see a very graphic depiction of how the West has become literally a sort of a cartoon anime world versus the indigenous, I recently found a artist, I will put him on my wall, who paints and draws indigenous people. It's as if the spirit of these indigenous themselves appear and he gives them life. I've never seen anything like it. I basically almost cried. If you see, I saw this artist gives life to the true nature of these indigenous. These are the real people who still were in connection with the true core, and the West has become a cartoon. And now you need to see these paintings to see what I'm saying. And whereas in the West people want to literally become some cartoon avatar figure and enter a virtual reality, in these depictions of the indigenous Americans and the Africans, you literally see human beings who have not lost connection to themselves, to the core, to the spirit. They are one with nature. You have to see these paintings of these indigenous, the way they, it's, words do not suffice to see. See it. It's amazing. We are to return to these people, the indigenous. They are the holders, the guardians of the kingdom, which of course is right here. They sold us a idea of a kingdom as some monkish, ethereal thing, but it it's not true. It's we descended to a lower frequency when we fell out of the Garden of Eden. You need to see these paintings. These are people who have connected to who they truly are from the inside, and they embody that, and it's the living visualization of the spirit. We are spirit beings. Anything less of connecting to our spiritual core will lead to depression and mental disease. The West cannot help itself anymore out of the black hole. This is why the Nobel Prize this year goes to the black hole, because the West has found themselves into a black hole because they've looked outside for what is inside. It is urgent to come along to the real kingdom which has landed. Only the shadow work will get us deep enough inside to reconnect to self, spirit. This is what they call the Holy Spirit. Your true self is a piece of the Holy Spirit. This is why in the scriptures they refer to Jesus as the Word of God. The Word is the self, and the words uttered by the mouth of God are the selves, and Jesus is the collective self together with the Sophia. Only connecting to self, those deeper words inside the deepest of the mind, will put us back in a state of true deeper connectivity with the earth and with our core, which is limitless blessing and glory and miracle. Thank you very much.